Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, beginning at verse 36. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Amen. Father, we pray that you'll bless your precious word this morning. Help us, Father, to understand the depths of your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Right, I've taken this little passage, just a few verses there, 37, mostly 37, 36, 37, 38, in Luke 6. And together with the verses that we started the meeting with, Ephesians 4, it tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamour, evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And that's the subject I felt the Lord lead me to this week, forgiving one another. Now, I know Jesus mentions a few other things as well as forgiveness in this, and I just want to just say a few things about those. First of all, he comes out with a phrase which is so badly interpreted by many, many people today. He says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Now, this is not talking about exposing false doctrine, false teachers, because the Bible equally tells us to expose them. Paul exposed them, Peter exposed them, and it tells us we have to expose them as well. Ephesians 5:11 there is quite clear in its meaning, that we need to expose those that are in error. And that is not judging. The judging that Jesus is speaking about here is in the whole context of what he's writing about. It's judging fellow believers for their personal lives. Judging someone, and someone does something that perhaps you wouldn't do, and we think, oh dear, look at them, they shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's not up to us to say, that's up to them and the Lord. It's not up to you. You see, that's the sort of idea, that's the phrase, that the terminology that Jesus is using here. So we don't pass judgment on others, they won't pass judgment on us. We shouldn't condemn them if they don't live their Christian lives in quite the same way as we do. You know, if they're a brother and sister in Christ, then we should not condemn them. But he also says, forgive, and you will be forgiven. Forgiveness is something that we all know in theory. We all know the theory of forgiveness, how we should forgive. We know that Jesus told his disciples that we should forgive 70 times 7. In other words, we don't actually count up 490 times that you can sin against me and I'll forgive you, but if you do it 491 times, then look out. That's not what Jesus said. He said, you know, forgive and lose count. That's really what the Lord was saying. 70 times 7, lose count. Who's counting? Go on forgiving. You see, that's the message that Jesus brought us. We know the theory of it, but it's extremely difficult sometimes to put it into practice. And I think that's the problem that most people have with forgiveness. I'm going to give you some tips this morning about forgiveness. But first of all, I want us to understand why it's absolutely essential that we forgive. It doesn't matter what people do against us, how much they sin against us. Whatever that problem or situation might be, however terrible it might be, however hurt they might make you feel, it's absolutely essential that we forgive. You know why, don't you? Because our forgiveness, the forgiveness that we need from the Lord, relies upon us forgiving. We prayed it this morning in the Lord's Prayer. We said, didn't we, forgive us our trespasses, our sins, as we forgive those that sin against us. So we're actually praying, Lord, forgive me in the same way that I forgive others. Wow. When you look at it like that, you think, do I forgive others? Do I readily forgive others? Have I got resentment? Do I hold a grudge? Or can I literally wipe the slate clean and forgive immediately someone sins against me and not worry about it anymore? I've forgiven you in Jesus' name. You know, this is the heart that Jesus wants us to have, a forgiving heart. Because he hung upon a Roman cross in excruciating agony. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus forgave to the very uttermost. And we are to be like him. We said it this morning in the children's talk, didn't we? To live like Jesus. And that means forgiving. Doesn't matter what people do against us, or say against us, or how hurt we might be, and we might be dreadfully hurt. I'm not talking out the back of my head. I've been hurt in life. Before now, more than once. But I've forgiven. The Lord told me, showed me this lesson some years ago now. And since I was challenged with it, I haven't had a problem forgiving. I'm not trying to be big-headed or boast or anything. I don't find it hard anymore to forgive. Because I know I must forgive. Because I know I need a lot of forgiveness in my own life. I know there's been times when I've hurt other people. Not intentionally perhaps, but I have. Times when I've let other people down. I need their forgiveness. I need the Lord's forgiveness. Therefore I must forgive as well. I must forgive. How can forgiveness become easy? I've heard people say, I can never forgive them. You know, to my dying day, I cannot forgive them. They've done that, they hurt me, I cannot forgive them. You've heard it. You may have even said it before, I don't know. God knows. Can we really think like that? Why is it so hard to forgive? And I want to tell you about two things that we need to do in order to have a forgiving heart this morning. First of all, forgiveness is an attitude of mind. Never forget that. God's given you a brain. God's given you a mind. Use it. I know to the Christian, we dwell more on the heart than we do on the head sometimes. But forgiveness, I believe, starts in the head. We have to make up our mind and say, I am going to forgive. Even though perhaps we don't feel like we're forgiving inside, with our mind, with our head, we have to say, I am going to forgive. No matter what it is, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to follow Jesus. And I'm going to forgive. No strings attached. I'm going to forgive. Make your mind up to be forgiving. Make your mind up to be like Jesus and to forgive. Forgive no matter what the cost, no matter what's been done to you, forgive. When we've got the right attitude of mind, that can then seep down to our heart. Because that's where forgiveness really happens, in here. We can make up our mind to forgive, and although we should make up our mind to forgive, that's an important part of where we start. True forgiveness is not, doesn't happen in the mind. It happens in the heart. You know, we have to have a heart to forgive, but we have to get our mind right first. Get the attitude of mind correct. And say, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to live like Jesus and forgive. I'm going to follow him. And then as we make up our mind to forgive, it can seep down into our heart, and our heart will be changed into a forgiving heart. And this is what I found. I found this from not just the theory of it, but in practice. That once we get our head round it, our heart is not far behind. Forgive. Don't wait for apologies even. Yes, we should apologize if we do something wrong. Perhaps someone's not going to apologize to us. Perhaps they've got a hard heart. Because I've heard people say, well, if they apologize, I'll forgive. That's forgiveness with conditions. You see, we shouldn't wait for the apology. If someone grieves us, then forgive. Forgive straight away. Show them that you have forgiven them. However they might receive that, that's not your problem. Your problem is yourself. Your problem is forgiving. Right? The other guy's problem, that's between him and the Lord. Whether they accept you, whether they are willing to let things go, that's up to them. But yours is the responsibility, as a believer in Christ, to forgive and to be like Jesus. Jesus says, judge not and you will be not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Can you see how those two things rightfully come before forgiveness? You see, because if someone hurts us, we can automatically, our human nature will try to pin the whole thing onto them, on this their fault. They done this. They done that. They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have this, shouldn't that, shouldn't the other. And in that sense, we are judging them. We are condemning them. And that's why Jesus follows that and says, forgive, and you will be forgiven. You see. So we don't pass judgment on the whys and wherefores and why they hurt you and all the rest of it. We don't condemn them for doing it. but we forgive them, and we will be forgiven. And notice after the forgiveness, Jesus says, give. Now, I don't think this is speaking about our money, because that would make it out of context of what Jesus is talking about. He says, straight away after forgiveness and being forgiven, give. Give our love. Give our acceptance of that person. You know, our heart should then go out to them and give them. Give them the attitude that they need to see in you. And if you give, it will come back to you. That's what it says. And it will be given to you. Not only will it come back to you, it comes back to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's a promise, isn't it? In other words, when we give to that offending person, what they need, perhaps they are a person that doesn't feel loved. Perhaps they've got loads of problems which made them go down that route in the first place. We are to give them the understanding, the listening ear, give them the love and the attention and anything that they need to overcome their problems. And as we give it to them, it will be given back to us, more than double measure, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. This is a blessing that we deny ourselves if we don't forgive and then give. You see that? If we don't forgive and then give, then we deny ourselves wonderful blessing in the Lord. And it is a blessing to forgive. God will bless it to you no end if we just give and forgive and come with that person, come alongside that person and make things new. Perhaps the relationship's been strained. That could all be put right. If there's harbouring jealousies and all the other kind of things that creep in, these can be attended to once forgiveness has taken its root. Why is it so very, very important? Not only because we forgive because Christ first forgave us. But Jesus told a little story after this little narrative here. He spoke a parable to them. Verse 39. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? So if someone's not forgiving you, and then you not forgive them, the old saying, do two wrongs, make a right. If you're both, in that sense, blind, you'll both fall down, both into the ditch. So you and I as Christians need to rise above that so that we can lead the blind one. Can you see that? That's what Jesus is saying. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. In other words, we can't help them until we're right. We can't stretch out a hand to them unless we're first right on the inside with God. Judge not, you shall not be judged. Condemn not, you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given back to you. I just hope that God will show us clearly these things and how important they are, because He first forgave us unconditionally. He forgave us, and therefore we need to forgive and to be like Him. I'm going to leave it there, and I just trust that the Lord will just apply that to our hearts.